Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Now, look, before we talk about the show, and we will definitely talk about the show, talk about how you guys got rolling. Where did you discover such a love of magic?
At different ages, I think. Luke and Alex started very early, right, guys? Like, you were how old?
We were five, six.
Five or six. Yeah, it's a common story of magicians getting into it at a very young age. So that was Luke and my story. Got into it when we were five. I got into it before I could read, so I had to get some help reading the instructions.
Wow.
John got into it a bit later.
That's right. I was in a first year of medical school at Monash University, and then a fellow student showed me some amazing tricks, and that's when I got into it. So quite late, 17, but yeah, once the bug bit, it was all over.
First year of medical school.
That's right.
You didn't drop out immediately?
No, tried to balance both as best I could, and but these days, I've got to admit, it's a bit more magic than medicine.
A bit more magic than medicine?
Yes.
All right.
But as a unit, we've been together for about 6 years, 7 years,
yeah,
as a trio act, so yeah.
And how did you guys find each other?
Well, we actually met through a magic club in Melbourne. We were all sort of going along to this magic club, and a lot of the people there are older people, older folks, and they sort of belong to the older, the earlier generations of magic, and then there are a couple of younger guys, and we just really, we clicked. We, I think, got together first at the Melbourne Magic Festival, working on Luke's solo show. We were all working on it together, and we just realized that we all shared the same interest in magic, and we liked, we didn't like to take it too seriously.
Do some people take it a bit seriously?
Yes.
Look, I have seen a lot of shows in Vegas, and some people take it very seriously.
We're definitely not that.
We try to do away with the flashy costumes and everything like that. We don't take ourselves very seriously. That's the most important thing, I think. Yeah.
Gentlemen of Deceit, what a great name. Most people don't like to. They like to pretend that there's not a lot of deceit in magic, that it's all about the wow and the wonder. But you guys are cutting right to the quick.
Oh, we are very upfront about our dishonesty. And that's a little disclaimer at the start. And once you walk into the theatre, all bets are off. That's the idea.
That's right. They say magic is the most honest profession in the world. You know, the magician says that they're going to lie to you, and then they do.
what was it like doing it for TV, though?
Really good experience. When we were on AGT this year, it was a really, working on TV and having the production value behind it really was a new experience for us. And we worked with some really good consultants on the show as well, and made us sort of help do some really cool big things that we wouldn't have sort of been able to do by our own means. So it was very much a really good experience for us.
But it was also quite daunting to know that this is the 90 seconds, the 90 seconds that matters. And otherwise we focus on an hour long show, and to have all that attention focused into that 90 seconds was certainly an experience.
Was the behind-the-scenes stuff very exhausting?
Oh, it was nuts. It was absolutely nuts. We were like ducks, you know? Like, you look calm on the surface and under the water.
Yeah.
A crap load of paddling.
It was that. Yeah, it was a long, long slog. Many, many months of dedication. I have total respect for those people on The Bachelor now.
Now, we were chatting before.
Total respect?
Total respect, really? We were chatting before we came on air that sort of... doing magic in front of people, you're working with their eyes, you're working with them, but in front of a camera can be an entirely different scenario. Did you guys have to change up what you did?
That is actually true. That's one of the biggest aspects of misdirection, and that becomes very difficult to achieve on camera. So you can do it, but just in slightly different ways. And of course, when a lot of this stuff was filmed in one go, there's no camera tricks that we can really do. Mm. So that's what probably took the months and months of planning.
Yeah. And it's really interesting working with the TV team on that. I won't go too far into it because I'll start I think I'll be barred from the Magicians Alliance if I talk too much about it, but they really understood exactly what we were doing, and there are certain things you can't film from certain angles, and they're really, really good about it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, like the saying goes, the camera never lies, and if that's all you guys are going to do, you've got to find a way to work together.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, they say you can't misdirect a camera because it's there and they're going to watch it regardless. But no, it was definitely they were really on our side when they filmed some stuff for us, and that was really good.
Good.
It really helped us, yeah.
Now, of course, many magicians have specialties. Where did you guys find your love of what you guys do?
Well, I guess we sort of, as a unit, specialise in comedy magic, and probably over a couple of years working together, we've worked with a few directors and writers and came up with sort of a narrative style of magic with a bit of story, a bit of comedy, and we enjoy mentalism too. Vyom specialises in a bit of that, and then...
Yeah.
But I think the thing that really got us into magic, that we still showcase, I guess, in our shows now, is just the really hardcore sleight of hand stuff.
Because
it's just the years and years of the skill that, we've kind of, well, tried to perfect anyway. And that's what we really crave to kind of put up on the show. And that's what we're going
to
do.
What's different, though, I think, about us is we also bring our own flavor to the show. Vyom's a doctor by trade. Alex is a teacher, and I worked in insurance, and we sort of all got together, left our jobs more or less, and sort of did magic now, I guess, full time. But in the show as well, we all have our own character that we kind of, you know, Al has sort of an arts background, I'm sort of a business or a sales background, and Vyom's
something
so
else.
That means that you get the very serious guy at the end and the smarmy guy in the middle, and then the wacky guy on the other end.
Yeah.
I really like it. I think it comes across in your photos as well. I love it. Now, we'll talk about the show in a second, but we were going to try something very, very dangerous for radio. You guys were going to do a card trick.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. A card trick for radio. Let's do it.
Paper cuts can hurt a lot. So that is a danger taken out of that. Well, let's imagine, I've got some cards here. I'm just going to turn.
We do actually have cards. I'm not lying about this.
So we'll explain what's happening as we go.
We will.
Nick, you can
I'm just going to turn one of the cards the other way around in the deck. And
Luke's turning a card over under the table.
All
right. So one card here out of 52 is upside down.
And you don't know which one, right?
I do not know which one. I can promise everyone
but
that.
We're going to try and tell you which one it is. All three of us, in fact, will join in. Right. So if you're going to think of a suit of a card, for example, there's a diamond, a heart, or a spade, or a club. It was up to you what suit you want it to be. Mm-hmm. And of course, for a value, it could be an ace, two, three, all the way up through to jack, king, or queen, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So before you think of a card, just think about one card. So no, not a four. Great. So it could be an ace, two, three, four, all the way up through to a ten, jack, or queen, or king. So it is your choice, and of course a suit.
That'd be
so
a completely free choice.
It would be free choice. So if you went with a suit first, you'd go with what suit, for example?
I'd go with diamonds.
Diamonds, okay, your choice. Great. And of course for a value, it would be?
I'd go with ten.
The four of spades. All right. No, four of diamonds. No, sure. The four, ten of diamonds. Good. So if I spread through, there's only one card that I put upside down.
Only one card.
Only one card.
Only one
spread
card.
Through. The ten of diamonds, you said. Tomorrow morning, you wake up and think, wow, wonder what would happen if I chose a different card?
I might.
You might do that. So
it's
your choice. You have the option now to change your mind if you want to.
Ooh, it's tempting, but I'm going to go with it.
The ten of diamonds.
Ten of diamonds. Stick.
I might stand up even if you like. I might stand. You guys can sit if you like, but I'll stand for this.
Yeah.
The ten of diamonds, if we spread through, there's one card upside down, one card different from all the other cards.
So all the cards are face up.
All the cards are face up. I'm looking at face up cards. I'm looking at one face down card. That's it. Only one.
Could it be? Would it be?
Oh, my.
Your
my.
Ten of diamonds.
Oh, my.
It's the ten of diamonds. The very one.
There imagine if you'd picked a different card.
Good choice, because I did this and this a lot, which was good. So, that was good.
That was very impressive, gentlemen. Very, very impressive.
This is me, really, to be honest, guys. You guys just sat there. But,
Guys, tell me the show. It's happening, let me think, it's the 15th and 16th.
So it's Saturday, Sunday, this weekend.
You've got a 2:30 and a 7, a matinee and an evening.
That's it.
It's all on at the Opera House and the Playhouse.
We'll be there.
Tickets still available?
They are.
That's right.
Gentlemenofdeceit.com is the website to book those. They are available, absolutely.
Yep. Or head to SydneyOperaHouse.com.
Gentlemen, this has been a rare pleasure. Thank you very much. The shows are going to be incredible based on what I just saw.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll have you on again in the future.
Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.